Listening Library presents A Hardy Boy's Mystery, The Secret of the Old Mill, by Franklin W. Dixon. Read for you by Bill Irwin. Chapter 1. A Narrow Escape.
"Wonder what mystery Dad's working on now?" Joe Hardy asked. His brother Frank looked eagerly down the platform of the Bayport Railroad Station. "It must be a very important case, the way Dad dashed off to Detroit. We'll know in a few minutes."
Joe looked at his watch impatiently.
"Train's late."
Both boys were wondering, too, about a certain surprise their father had hinted might be ready for them upon his return. Waiting with Frank and Joe for Mr. Hardy's arrival was their best friend Chet Morton.
"Your dad's cases are always exciting and dangerous," the plump, ruddy-faced boy remarked. "Do you think he'll give you a chance to help out on this one?"
"We sure hope so," Joe replied eagerly.
"Well, if I know you fellas," Chet went on, "you'll get mixed up in the mystery somehow, and so will I, sooner or later. There goes my peaceful summer vacation."
Frank and Joe chuckled, knowing that Chet, despite his penchant for taking things easy and avoiding unnecessary risks, would stick by them through any peril. Dark-haired, 18-year-old Frank and blonde, impetuous Joe, a year younger, had often assisted their detective father, Fenton Hardy, in solving baffling mysteries. There was nothing the two brothers liked more than tackling a tough case, either with their father or by themselves. Chet gave a huge sigh and leaned against a baggage truck as though his weight were too much for him.
"I sure could use something to eat," he declared. "I should have..."